This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Trees and flowers are starting to bloom, and that makes a good setting for newsroom producer Alec Hamilton's family tradition.
We have in my family this handmade heirloom lace dress for a baby, and all the women in my family are photographed in it when they're around a year old. So since my daughter will be turning a year next month, we were planning to put her in the dress and take her to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and where we could photograph her with some of the things that are in bloom.
This sounds like a great weekend to be at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden because isn't it cherry blossom time?
It is. We're hoping that there will be a lot of cherry blossoms in bloom given the weather we've had. And then we're just going to make a day of it. My mother's in town. She loves plants, and we'll just walk around and see what else is blooming.
Record Store Day is today, and it gets lots of hype every year, but let's see if it's worth it from record collector and WNYC reporter Stephen Nesson.
Is it worth the crowds, the pushing, the fussing? Sure. There's going to be free food, free music, in-store performances by a lot of bands that you're probably going to like. Some of my favorite places, Academy Records, Good Records, Other Music, Kim's Video and Music are participating in this.
But you are a little conflicted about Record Store Day.
It's turned into a little bit of an Easter egg hunt for adults. There's limited releases of certain 7-inches, 12-inch records, re-releases. If you're a real junkie for this kind of limited edition stuff, it's going to be a treat.
So will you be partaking in Record Store Day?
I'm not sure. I do love going to record stores and thumbing for secondhand stuff. Not such a fan of this limited edition, gotta get it while it's hot sort of material.
If you'd prefer live musical performance, there's a festival this weekend that Liz Weber, who works in the membership department, wouldn't miss.
Richard, break out your washboard. It's the 6th annual Brooklyn Folk Festival at the Bell House.
I think you told me to break out my washboard last year because you went to this.
I did, and it's this year it's going to be chock full of all sorts of bands. They're going to have the banjo toss again. They're going to have jug bands, gospel bands, blues bands, some movies, and a Pete Seeger tribute on Sunday.
Okay, Liz, I did not bring my washboard to work, but I see you brought your banjo and you're taking lessons.
Aw, yeah. I'm happy to play you out, Richard.
Absolutely. Good job, Liz. Maybe she'll take the stage at the Brooklyn Folk Festival next year. Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.